Hey, my name is Kevin Clark. I'm the host of a new football podcast called Slow News Day. I want to tell you about it. On Mondays, Lindsey Jones and I will recap the weekend in football that was, as well as look ahead to what's next. On Wednesday, the normal Slow News Day, the thing you've been watching for years, current players, current coaches, current analysts talking about the football world. And on Friday, it's a wild card. Could be some college football, could be more pro stuff. It's a video podcast, so you can watch it on Spotify or listen to it wherever you get your podcasts. Follow on Spotify. It's Slow News Day.
Welcome to the Hottest Take. I'm Chris Ryan. I'm joined by Tyler Parker, Sean Fennessy, and Bill Simmons. This is part two of our War on Drugs series. Bill Simmons, you have the floor.
So in part one, we talked about it's awesome that marijuana was legalized, but let's be careful out there, everybody.
Yeah.
Part two, ban edibles. I am anti-edibles, and here's why. People are terrible at taking edibles. Edibles are the only drug, anything anyone's ever come up with, where it's like a 50% success rate for whether the... No, there's no science to it at all. It's like, what happened last night? Why'd you leave the party? Oh, somebody gave me a gummy, and I thought it was half a gummy, but it was a full gummy, and I ended up outside with my pants around my head, shitting in a plant. And then I walked across the highway, and it was fucking crazy, but now I'm fine, so I had to go. It's like, oh, I wish I had known it was a full gummy. What other part of society is like this?
Yeah.
People fuck this up all the time. I took a gummy at a concert that I won't mention once, and we had to leave after three songs because I thought the fucking speakers were coming at me.
Are you not saying the artist because you're afraid to offend the artist?
I'm a bit more embarrassed about what the concert was.
I completely disagree. I completely disagree almost for the exact reason that you cited.
Okay.
Which is that
you like the danger?
Let's mix it up, man. Come on.
Let's mix it up.
They do real drugs. They do real drugs.
But that's the thing is, it's not actually dangerous, but you get the feeling of danger where you're like, where's CR?
Dangerous.
It's like, he's got his ass in a pot. Who knows?
Every person I know who's done these has had some sort of horrible episode.
Yes, and
that they thought they were going to die and had to be carried out of a place.
Dion Waiters.
The people who think...
Here's Dion Waiters freaked out a mile up in the sky.
Yeah. People who take edibles, but I would say this goes pretty much across the board for people who constantly smoke pot, think that that's the thing that's keeping them normal or is making everything like easier to deal with. When in fact... most of them look pretty crazy. Like when you deal with somebody who's like, yeah, I'm really high right now. I needed to do it for my social anxiety so I could go to the movies. You're like, you seem fucking nuts right now, dude, honestly.
So, okay. I'll take an edible every once in a while, not often. I remember I took one about 2 years ago and just, I only take them to just vibe out on the couch and watch TV at the end of a long week. That's really the only use I have. I never am out in public taking one, but I did it this one time on a Friday night. And my wife didn't take one. And we had something unusual happen, which used to happen all the time 20 years ago, but never happens anymore, which is we had a drop by. We had a friend who was in the neighborhood at 8:30
p.m. Oh, that never happens anymore.
Dropped by.
That's terrifying.
She knocked on the door,
terrifying.
And I was laying prone on the couch out of my fucking head, just absolutely zonked. And she sat down and started talking to me. And
are you sure this happened?
I know for a fact because it was explained to me by my wife the next day.
It was a centaur.
It was explained to you by...
She was a demon lizard in my mind.
Like, she started talking and I was like, who let Satan into this house?
Yeah.
But you know what? It was a memorable experience and I enjoyed it. I'm telling this story on a podcast.
It was memorable. You just said your wife had to explain to you what happened the next day.
She just had to explain that the demon lizard was our friend.
Oh, okay. You remember the demon
that
lizard.
That put it all together for me, which was helpful. But you know what? That's something I remembered. That was a day in my life.
My 50th birthday weekend, which the first night I ruined because I was overserved at the party and I lasted 3 hours. Second night, we're in Malibu, me and the Blue Boy and my buddy Jacko and Joe House. And Blue Boy brought gummies, as he was prone to do. He was like, all right, we all had one. And then like 15 minutes later, Jacko's like, when does this kick in? Should I have a second one? And Blue Boy's like, no, don't have a second one. And House goes, I already did. And House was done. We didn't see House again. He was just zombie House from that point on. And this was one of the two nights we were all together for, you know, and since the pandemic, I don't think we've all gotten together. I guess my point is, can there be a better science
with
this?
There should be a reverse breathalyzer. for this, for like your gummy tolerance, you know, for your edible tolerance.
Right.
That tells you like how many milligrams you need to have a successful night.
Because some people can just pop them like Pez and they're not phased at all.
Yeah. Sure. It's also a thing like the people, I feel like the people that aren't used to them, whenever they do finally do it.
But
especially
to get
if it's
used
like
to them, you have to have multiple paranormal experiences before you're like, now they fucking leveled out. But like first you're like, I'm a cat. You know, like,
no, but the people that do it, I think they're it's typically dudes like that. That's like, I think it's been 10 minutes. I don't feel anything. It's always like I often with my big friends, it's always like taller dudes get very sort of holier than
you
thou.
Have like a collection.
Like it's like a group chat you have of all your tall buddies.
My taller dudes? Madam?
Where did you guys get pants?
Y'all don't have access to that. This is a Discord channel for 6'5 and up. No, but big dudes are always like, oh, man, it takes, dude, I need 6 beers to even feel anything. Yeah. You know, and like, it's those guys that if you give them edibles, they get very, it's almost like it becomes like some sort of like
they think they're
toxic masculinity kind of thing. Yeah.
Well, are there rules? Like, should it be like just across the board, you have to wait 30 minutes until you do the second one? Like would that
never
help?
Had
should
to,
we?
I've
if we
never
had,
had
rules,
to worry about this.
Isaiah likes this. Should it be rules?
Isaiah's been on edibles.
Isaiah thinks this I'm set to it right now.
He's like, I can't believe I did a podcast with 4 fish.
Yeah, maybe like we just need better education. Maybe there should be PSAs.
Yeah.
Friendly, positive. Like,
sure.
Edibles are great, but here are the three
Again,
things you need to know.
Again, we do this for cigarettes.
Two or three years ago, we would have said something like, this is something Elon Musk should take a look at, but I don't think we would say that today.
Mm. All right. Well, be careful out there with the edibles. All I know is if everybody you know has had at least one horrible experience on edibles, maybe we're doing something wrong.
Compassionate conservatism. That's what Bill's pushing here. It's like, I'm not here to abandon anybody. I'm not here to make them feel bad. I just want everybody to be careful.
I would say take them with your eyes open. And the moment that you have the feeling, it's not working, just shut up and sit there for 10 more minutes.
Chances are you're not the one person who bought the dud edible.
Just sit there for a little bit.
Hold on.
Give yourself some time.
This is a crucial point.
Yeah.
I've never heard anyone tell a story like, I went to a party last night, I took a gummy, and it just never kicked in.
Yeah,
right.
And the night sucked. The gummy always kicks in.
Yes.
It might be a little late. It might be 10 minutes after you thought, but it's going to kick in.
Or it's actually working and you just didn't really perceive it. Yeah.
Just trust the process.
Yeah. This has been Infinite Wisdom with Bill Simmons.
Yeah,
not
there you go.
The hottest take.
For Bill, for Sean, for Tyler, I'm Chris. Thanks for listening.